J. Michael Edwards here, welcoming you back for segment 3 of our series, Tinnitus, The Art of Habituation, 7 Steps to Peace. Today, Don takes an in-depth look at the introduction to the process of thought. How we think about our tinnitus and habituation will determine our success. Let me remind all that the Majestic Academy was created to teach perfection in a world of mediocrity. Perfection is not living life without mistakes. It is the successful completion of a worthwhile goal, and our goal in this series is to achieve habituation and live our lives in peace. So, let's join Don as he teaches part 1 to Possibility Thinking, the process of thought.
Thank you, J. Michael. A thorough intro as always. And thank you for joining us today here in the Majestic Academy as we take a look at part 1 of the process of thought. I really thought, speaking of thought, that I could do this step in one sitting, but there's so much to cover. And I got halfway through it and I was at 8 pages. So I thought, well, I'm going to have to split this in two. And so here we go. Why do we do what we do? I'm sure most of you, like me, have tried to lose weight at one time in your life. And what happened was you get a few pounds off and you gain it all back and then more. Have you ever been promoted on a job only to realize that you can't do it and so you quit? Have you ever tried to stop smoking and experienced only defeat? Have you ever tried to learn something new only to get frustrated and give it up? None of these scenarios are things that you are incapable of doing, even though you may tell yourself, I can't. And the reasons behind every one of those scenarios is the same. You think you can't, and so you don't. My mom always told me, Donnie, I can't never did a thing when I would tell her I can't. My personal favorite has always been, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you'll be right every time. Everything we do starts with our state of mind. If we think all things are possible, chances are they might be. However, if we think all things are impossible, they are guaranteed to be impossible. Let me tell you another true story. This time, it's my own true story. It is a picture of what I want to teach today. In 1977, I was discharged from the Coast Guard after a great 10 years. I immediately went to work for a local restaurant chain. And I quickly moved through the promotion chain and found myself managing the most difficult location in the country. Sometimes you just need to be careful what you ask for. I quickly became discouraged and negativity set in. My staff didn't want to be around me and my turnover was high, which created even more problems. So one day, the vice president of operations walked in right after a really busy lunch. And man, the place was just trashed. And in restaurant jargon, that means it was filthy. I was back in the back preparing for dinner rush and in walks Rich. My heart sunk to its feet. How's it going? He cheerfully asked. My response was, as good as it can. Just a bit on the sarcastic side. He had recently changed our food delivery system, and it just wasn't working. Well, for me, it wasn't working. Another negative arrow in my quiver. And he says, let's take a walk. And man, I thought, can you see I'm really busy? So as he walked outside into the parking lot, it too was trashed. A lot of our customers took their meals to their cars. It wasn't enough dining area for them all. All the trash was in my landscape or in the parking lot. And he asked me, he says, Don, he says, what do you think of our new delivery system? By this time, I was pretty frustrated, so I thought I'd tell him, Rich, you could put me on that rooftop there and ask me to fly, and I guarantee you I would come crashing to this parking lot. He looked at me and he smiled and said, Don, be in my office tomorrow at 8 a.m. Great. So as soon as I got home, I started looking through the Help Wanted ads. I knew I was toast. Also a restaurant jargon for, yeah, I'm done here. I got to his office early, and the receptionist had me go in and wait for Rich. He was late. On purpose, I found out later. I sat there and sweated profusely. So in walks Rich and takes a seat at his desk. He proceeds to work on some documents on his desk. More sweat. He looks up to me and he says, stand up. I thought, great. I get to die standing up. Then he said, turn around. Wonderful. I'm going to get shot in the back. As I turned around, I came face to face with a very large picture of Puget Sound in Seattle. It was a beautiful rendition of the sound with fluffy white clouds and a few seagulls drifting. And then I looked at the caption, and it said, they can because they think they can. Well, I looked at that, and I looked some more, and then I looked a little more. And then I turned around and simply said, thank you, and walked out of his office. And out of the corner of my eye, I could see a little smile on his face. I went back to my restaurant with a whole new mindset. I can do this! I held a crew meeting the next day and told my staff my new expectations. And then I dared them to work harder than me. Yeah, a couple left, and I replaced them immediately. We cleaned the place up. We weeded the landscape. We turned things around. But the beginning was the fact that I created a whole different mindset in my own mind. This was a turning point in my young career. 6 months later, I was promoted to district manager. In the next 5 years, I received more national awards than any employee ever before. What was the difference? The difference was how I thought of what I was doing. My thought process changed 180 degrees out. My problem was that guy staring at me in the mirror. Now, I could tell dozens and dozens of stories over the past 40 years on how this different mindset made me more successful every time I went for something new. Some make the change and they go on as I did. Some decide they are going to stay where they are and eventually leave. But it all starts with how we see things and how our thought process must change if we want to change. To survive this debility known as tinnitus, we must learn to habituate. A peaceful life depends on it. This will take you being willing to change the way you think about your tinnitus. So this starts the first half of our lesson on possibility thinking, the process of thought. So often we limit ourselves in the way we think and act. We act and perform not in accordance with the truth, but only the truth as we perceive it to be. Not seeing the potential in ourselves will keep us from realizing our full potential. Our premise throughout this lesson will be, if we change the way we think, we can change the way we act. If you think you cannot habituate, you won't. If you think you cannot make it through another day without panic, you won't. If you think your tinnitus will drive you crazy, chances are good that it will. But if you can turn that stinking thinking around and start feeding into your subconscious that you can, you become as one of those seagulls, and you can because you think you can. Now, while you are digesting all of what I have said thus far, and in that short time I've said a lot, let's hear from J. Michael once again. Thanks, J. Michael. Now look, this lesson can literally change your life. As I get into the process of thought, really, in part two, you will learn how you can lose weight. You can learn how you can stop smoking. You can learn how you can think positively about yourself. Yes, the purpose of this series is to think differently about this disability we have known as tinnitus. But the process I'm talking about works for every aspect of your lives. Whether it be, maybe it's your relationship with your significant other. Maybe it's your relationship with someone at work, or maybe it's your boss. Maybe it's the success you have or don't have. This is focused on tinnitus, yes. It's focused on habituation, yes. But what I'm going to give you over the rest of this half and the next half will absolutely change your life. So, let's get into the process of thought. First of all, human beings, all of us, do not act according to the whole truth. We act according to the truth as we perceive it. As we think of that truth and believe it to be, it becomes our reality. To do more, to grow, to make your life better, to make your family better, to make your job better, is not a matter of working harder or doing more. This requires no blood, no sweat, no tears. It is not a matter of working harder at living with our tinnitus. It is a matter of, and I've got this in all big, bold, capital letters, thinking differently. Thinking differently. And again, as we get into this, this is not psychobabble. What I'm doing here is not made up in my head. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a doctor. But I know this works. And so you need to stay with me. I'm going to try and go over this. I know I talk too fast sometimes. I apologize. A lot of that has to do with my hearing and my tinnitus. I literally cannot hear what I say. And so put your hands over your ears. And I know a lot of us here have hearing issues, but you put your hands over your ears and you can hear the vibrations, really. Or should I say you can feel the vibrations, but you really can't hear. And that's not great for a preacher, which I am. It's not even great for a teacher, but I do the best I can. And it sometimes makes me speak too fast. And because I can't hear my words to finish them, sometimes I'm told by my technician that I don't finish my words. And so I'm gonna try to slow myself down, because you need to get this. You need to get this. Blind spots. We all have blind spots. Things that are there that we don't notice. You may have a business around your neighborhood there that you pass by. It's got a reader board. And that business never ever goes out and changes that reader board. It advertises the same hamburger for 39 cents. It advertises the same bottle of Coca-Cola for 45 cents, or whatever the case may be. It's always the same. They never change it. After a while, you don't even notice it. It's there, but now you have a blind spot towards it. How many hundreds of times have we heard this pill is the cure for your tinnitus? Or you just have to live with it. Or you need to get a better pair of hearing aids. After so many times of hearing that, it just becomes that white noise that we are supposed to be listening to. You just don't notice it anymore, and you start searching for the latest buzzword on dealing with your tinnitus. There's always that new technique. You thump your head, take your fingers and thump your head 65 times, and that ringing will stop automatically. There's always the latest buzzwords, and we're always searching for the latest technique or the latest pill or the latest whatever to solve our tinnitus. You have a blind spot to the problem. I've been trying to tell people on these tinnitus groups that habituation is possible, but very few hear it or see it, so they don't recognize the truth. Blind spots keep us from seeing the truth, and the truth is you must habituate if you want to find the peace you so long for. And so I'm trying to break through the clutter of all these blind spots and let people know there's an answer. And the answer is habituation. So what happens is we lock out the solution to our problem. We are imprisoned by our own blind spots because of our preconceived way of seeing things, our habitual ways of doing things, and we lock out the notion of what can or can't be done. Our blind spot causes us to see what we expect to see, hear what we expect to hear, and think what we expect to think. Yeah, well, you know, I've always done it that way. Well, I'll never be able to habituate. Well, that person is only telling me what he wants me to hear. Locking out one thing and locking on to another creates our blind spots. And I've got some good news and some bad news regarding blind spots. Now, I always like the bad news first. So here it is. We most often don't know that we have them. We most often don't know that we have blind spots. We go about our daily routines, suffering with our ringing and whooshing and clicking and vibrating, wishing we did not have tinnitus and being angry at those who don't understand it. We are in a state of semi-myopia, also known as narrow-mindedness. We literally don't see the optional truths around us. Truths like habituation. And I can habituate. And maybe, and again, big, bold, capital letters, I can do this. Blind spots prevent us from finding solutions. They block us from even seeing the problem. But remember this, a tremendous advantage comes to you when you learn and quickly recognize that you do indeed have blind spots. All of us do, so why not join the club? Now, the good news. Having blind spots can also be constructive, providing that you have them. The locking on process that helps you build your own blind spots against the distraction that tinnitus is not all negative. There is a positive side to the locking on process. As you lock on to hobbies or reading, your job, your family, maybe your faith, and other desires in your life, it helps you to not notice the disability we all suffer from. Focused people use locking on in a very constructive manner. By deliberately building your own blind spots, you are able to lock out the tinnitus. Now, I'm going to repeat this because a couple words I didn't enunciate quite well enough, and this is one of the main steps in habituation. So let me repeat that whole entire paragraph. It talks about the good news. Having blind spots can also be constructive, providing that you have them. The locking on process that helps you build your own blind spots against the distraction that tinnitus is not all negative. There is a positive side to the locking on process. As you lock on to hobbies, and you lock on to reading, you lock on to your job, you lock on to your family, you lock on to your faith, and you lock on to other desires in your life, it helps you to not notice the disability we all suffer from. Focused people use locking on in a very constructive manner. By deliberately building your own blind spots, you are able to lock out the tinnitus. You see, you don't lock on to habituation. Let me say that again. You don't lock on to habituation. You lock out the tinnitus. You are a fantastic person. Let me tell you that right now. Say, well, you don't know me. You're here. So you are a fantastic person. But you are. You can tenaciously center on perfection. This perfection is the completion of this worthwhile goal. But you must believe in yourself. Lock out the I can't do this thought process. That's stinking thinking. You must lock on to the firm belief that tinnitus will not control you. Now, let me give you some lock on and lock out thoughts to consider. You need to lock on to your family. Focus on your family. Your family needs you. Your family deserves you. You need to lock on to your friends. Your friends want you to be their friend. Your friends need you. You're a fantastic person. You've got to lock on to your faith. Obviously, I'm, as a Baptist preacher, pretty sensitive to this one. For years, I have locked on to my faith. I have done more with my faith than I ever have. I'm locking on to that, and in the process, I'm locking out the frustrations of my tinnitus. It's part of this process. Lock on to your hobbies. Hobbies are great. I personally don't have hobbies. My wife is always getting me on that. You need a hobby. And I always tell her, you're my hobby. But I have lots of things that I do. I wouldn't call them hobbies, but I have lots of things that I do. Lock on to some calming music. Not loud with a beat music. Do not lock on to music with a heavy beat. That will spike your tinnitus. Lock on to some music that you might hear in a love story, on an elevator, in a department store. Oh, I don't like elevator music. Do you like your tinnitus? You need to have calming music. Lock on to that. Lock on to cooking healthy meals. And I'm talking to you guys too here. I love to cook. I do. Cooking gives me satisfaction. I lock on to cooking healthy meals. And it can help you lock out your tinnitus. Lock on to your home. Lock on to your home. And again, guys, get involved. Get involved. There's a deep satisfaction in helping your wife do the housework, and she will love you for it. Get involved in your home. Lock onto your career. Focus on your career. Maybe lock on to writing a book. I did. It was very satisfying. I got it published, and it was very, very satisfying. But it kept me focused on something besides my tinnitus. So lock on to writing a book. Or just, if it's only just writing down thoughts and just, but lock on to it. Lock on to meditation time where you focus on a place you have always wanted to visit. Man, with a cup of hot, caffeine-free tea, some calming sounds, and the person you love. But meditate on that. Daydream. Man, we're taught to, stop daydreaming when we were kids. Well, you little daydreamer, wake up. So we're taught not to daydream. We call it now meditation. Have the courage to just dream a little bit. You know that a goal is just a dream written down? That's all it is. What's your dream? What do you want out of life? Meditate on that. Focus on that. Think about that. Meditate on your yard work. Lock on to your yard work. I didn't mean to say meditation, sorry. Lock on to your yard work. Now, I used to hate yard work, but it helps me to lock on to that grass, to lock on to the dirt and the weeds. Because when I'm doing all of that, guess what I'm not thinking about? Lock on to getting great sleep. I've talked about this over and over and over again. You must get solid sleep. And I'm not talking about 2 or 3 hours at a time, and then you wake up and go sit in front of the TV and then go back and get another. No, you need 6 to 8 solid hours of consecutive sleep. This is such a key to our success. And I've said this before, but let me reiterate, I am not in favor of prescription medications. At my age, I get a few, but the one that I was successful with was a light Ambien product that kept me asleep when I woke up at night. And when you're old, you wake up a lot at night. And so I took that for years. I don't know, this is 2021, so 11 years. And just recently, as I shared in our last segment, I don't know why I did this. I don't know. As a man of faith, I feel it was the providential hand of God. But I stopped taking my Ambien product. And I slept like a baby. I thought, well, that was just, you know, maybe there was some medication left in me, even though I know that the half-life of that medication is only a couple hours. But so I did it the second night. Whoa, I slept even better. And as this recording, it's been now 9 days, I think, and I am experiencing the best sleep I've ever had. So I can only write it off to my habituation. That is part of the process. It's part of the habituation process, is getting good sleep without help. Lock on to exercise. Something else I have avoided for so long. Not now. It is one of the best lockout habits and lock on to habits you can get into. Plus, good health is necessary to lock out our disability. So lock on to exercise, and it will help you to lock out tinnitus. Lock on to positivity. I like that word, positivity. Even in the dark times of your tinnitus, when it spikes, lock on to the positivity. The power of positive thinking should not be discarded. Now, my name is not L. Ron Hubbard, and you can Google him later. But I know this works. And I'll tell you the story as we get into this a little further about my stuttering. But we need to have the power of positive thinking. We need to lock on to positivity. I can do this. I can survive this. I can habituate to this. I can, whatever it is in your life that you've struggled with, I can lose weight. I can stop smoking. I can get that promotion. I can. You need to be a positive thinker. And like I said, we'll get into more of this in the next half of this segment on the process of thought. And so those are the things that you want to lock onto. Quite a list, but you can go back and listen to this again if you didn't write it down. These are things, though, that we should be locking onto all the time. Now, some things to lock out. Some of these I've mentioned in the past, but I'm going to mention them again. Lock out loud TV shows. Lock them out. Don't do it. Lock them out. Lock out noisy environments. Don't get around. There's activities that our church gets involved with. Sometimes it's children's activities or teen activities or these things. And whereas I love children, I love to watch them and all that, those noisy environments, I can't take them. So I lock those things out. I just don't do it. Lock out alcohol. Lock out alcohol. I'll say it again. It's a stimulant. It will hurt you. Lock out caffeine. Lock out smoking. These things are just bad habits. And what happens is you do that because you're feeling sorry for yourself. I just can't do this, so I'm going to drink. I just can't do this, so I'm going to have my third cup of coffee. I can't do this. My smoking calms me. These things are counterproductive. They will hurt you, and it'll make it worse. So lock those things out. Lock those things out. Lock on to the positive. Lock out the negative. Here I'm going to get myself in a bit of trouble, but I'm going to say this anyway because you've got to lock this out. You've got to lock out feeling sorry for yourself. The danger of negative thinking, it will spike your tinnitus. I always see these questions on these tinnitus groups. Oh, I don't know why my tinnitus is spiking today. And they'll ask for some advice. And no one wants to say, well, maybe it's because you're feeling sorry for yourself. Maybe your stress is high because you're feeling sorry for yourself and you're just making it worse. No one ever says that. I don't see that on there. Lock out feeling sorry for yourself. Lock out letting the insensitivity of non-sufferers upset you. It used to upset me. It did. It used to bother me that my family could not accept the fact that I wasn't going to be in some environment that was going to spike my tinnitus. Wasn't going to happen. And so they'd get mad at me, and, you know, it just was one thing after another. But don't let that bother you. It is what it is. Lock it out. Lock out looking for a cure. Lock out looking for a cure. Right now, it's not going to happen. Will it someday? No one knows. My guess is not in my lifetime. Maybe yours either. But lock out. Stop looking. If you've got to quit those Facebook groups and that, because there's always someone on there looking for a cure, and you go, oh, yeah, maybe it's this. Or someone says, yeah, we found it. Yeah, right, another pill. All that does is frustrate us. And that frustration spikes our tinnitus because of the stress. Lock out looking for a cure. Lock out as much as you can these mind-altering medications. My doctor, he tried to give me some anti-anxiety, things that are supposed to calm me and all that stuff. And all that did was make it worse. These medications create the inability to focus on the goal of perfection in reaching our pure habituation. If your mind is all fuzzy, and that's what it does, it creates fuzziness, there's no way you can follow these lock-on, lock-out steps. You won't be able to. You can't focus. And then lastly, lock out stinking thinking. Use that phrase, stinking thinking. When you start thinking of something negative, tell yourself, man, that's stinking thinking. And I know some of these items were mentioned in previous steps, but they are important to mention so we can start the process of lock on, lock out. This lesson, I know, has become lengthy, but I don't want to leave any stone unturned. So as I mentioned, I'm going to split the process of thought into two parts. So step three will be in part one and two. This is part one. What I've covered thus far is just really the introduction to the process of thought, because in our next half segment, if you will, I am going to tell you why you think the way you think. What is it in your mind that allows you to think what you think or not? And I've done this because you've got to know how your mind processes all thoughts to reach the goal of habituation. Every good teacher will teach not only what the job is or what the information is, but also why the job is or why that information is like that, the what and the why. To reach the goal of perfection, we must have the knowledge of how our mind works to overcome the obstacles to habituation. And so I know this was a lot of woo-woo stuff. It's not woo-woo stuff. This is work. Because I don't watch it anymore, but a lot of folks watch the Super Bowl. And these were supposedly the two best teams in football. Now they got to where they were because maybe they were, I don't know. But we saw two pretty talented quarterbacks. And those two quarterbacks, apparently, are at the top of their game. The best quarterbacks in the league. Or maybe it's just the best blocking line. I don't know. I know football. I just can't watch it anymore. It's just too frustrating. But what I want to get at is these quarterbacks, and I'll just use these two quarterbacks. Tom Brady, it's amazing he was there, and this kid Mahomes of Kansas City. These guys did not get to where they're at because they have natural talent. He was just born with a natural talent. And he just breezed through Pop Warner and breezed through junior high football and breezed through high school football and, oh, just breezed through college football. And all of a sudden, he's in the Super Bowl. No, it doesn't work that way. They had to work. They had to work. They had to practice. They had to work. They had to work. They did not get to where they are today by not working hard. They had to work hard to get to where they're at today. And so I'm going to tell you right now that this isn't woo-woo stuff. This will work if you are willing to work at it. If you're willing to follow the steps, you can't skip any steps. That's why we've said you've got to start at the beginning and we're building a house. And you can't go to step 7 and feel you can do it. You can't. We have to learn all these steps in order to be able to get to the successful completion of our worthwhile goal, perfection. And so, that's my rant for today. Until next time, see you in the academy.
J. Michael again. Don has covered some very important truths today. It might even be beneficial to go back and listen to this lesson one more time, as the introduction to the process of thought sets up the functional skill set to reaching the goal of perfection, habituation. This is J. Michael Edwards saying, see you in the Academy!